Good evening, Patriots. So before we begin, let's do the top of the hour public service announcements. The same ones we do all the time that everybody loves. Right at the top, Bart's Fest, August 26th to August 29th. And that's in August, obviously, in St. Charles, Missouri. Two locations, one mission, bring God back to this nation. And this is a big event. So get your tickets. You can go to bardsfest.com, bardsfest.com. And there's continuing to be updates on the website. We're continuing to update information as we get feedback from Patriots. And so get on over there to bardsfest.com. Get your tickets. And you're going to love the event. It's going to be incredible speakers. We've got Greg Locke, Pastor Greg Locke, Pastor Tony Wood, Pastor Travis Graham, Pastor Butch Pugh. Many other pastors. We've got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Mike Lindell, Joe Flynn. We've got performances every single night. It's going to be amazing. We even have Shemaine Nugent, Ted Nugent's wife, coming, which is going to be fantastic. So get on over there. Get your tickets. You're going to absolutely love it. It's going to be epic. And then, of course, on the 27th, August, which is a Friday, we're going to have Mike Lindell there, and that is the day for the slipper revolution. So you're going to need to get slippers. And what do you do for that? You get your My Slippers. And where do you get My Slippers? You get them at MyPillow. So how do you do that? Well, you go to MyPillow.com. And what do? Well, you use this neat little thing called a Bards promo code. It's a promo code. And what is the promo code? B-A-R-D-S. B-A-R-D-S. Bards. And you save all sorts of money. 40% on slippers. They've got a great deal of sales right now on pillows, or in towels. Six towels, I think it is, for one price. Incredible. Whole bath towel set for one small price. All with a promo code. And you got to get over there and get those. It's incredible. The towels, by the way, are all American cotton. And you just have to support that company as much as we can. They are an amazing company. To date, they have contributed over $70,000 to Bards Fest. It's incredible. So get on over there to MyPillow, support one of the greatest companies and one of the best CEOs in our history, Mike Lindell. Use the Bards promo code, Bards, B-A-R-D-S, in MyPillow.com. Save a bunch of money, get great product, and help America. That's a pretty good deal, if you ask me. And, oh, by the way, as a CEO, he's probably the only CEO in our nation right now that proudly proclaims Christ in his heart. I can't think of anything better. So there you go. Two great announcements. Bards Fest, get your tickets. My Pillow, get your My Slippers, and other great things. Patriots, tonight I want to talk a little bit about friendships. And in this time that we're in, friendships are a valued commodity. We really are in an interesting time where, with truth that has set before us, we're able to see very clearly the relationships we have. And that's not always an easy look to have. When I say that, when we're looking deep in our heart and we're looking at who we're calling friends and who we called friends, those two looks are probably looking very different from the way they were and the way they are today. I know myself, there's no question about that. This is a time when we're being forced to reflect very deeply on the deeper issues of relationships we have, the values, the importance of the friendship, and the mutual respect and love that exists within a friendship. There can be no doubt that friendship right now is one of those things that we all enjoy, but we all are very cautious and careful about, because we've literally seen friendships explode, even families explode, over this vaccination issue, the bioweapon. It's the point that has divided us, and it's also the point that's rebuilding us. One of the things that's quite amazing in this movement is how God has brought so many of us together. So tonight I'm just going to reflect very briefly on some of the things that have happened to me recently, and I think it's just a great importance to reflect on and where we all are. In all the midst of this noise and stupidity that surround us, true friendships are one of the greatest gifts that we can ever receive. And those friendships build very quickly. Now, this is not uncommon when we say a state of war. In fact, some of my best friends have come from the time when I was in Afghanistan. They're bonds that you don't break easily because they're in times when there's such intensity, you see clearly right to a man's soul. And that's a lot of what so many are experiencing right now, is with all this intensity around us. And it is a war that we're in. A different form. You're not seeing muskets and gray and tan on the battlefield, but instead you're seeing the absolute attempt to pillage humanity through information, through threat coercion, through bioweapons, and trying to get everybody to do it with their own will and systematically destroy the core of humanity. So I'd say it's a rather large war. And no one has escaped that. No one can escape it. So we look at our friendships in a different value set. For myself, I've made amazing friends this last year. Friends that are true friends. And those are truly gifts, in my opinion, from God. It's God calling his remnant together, knowing that as we come together, we're going to be able to truly reflect very deeply on a different set of values and see those values before us and know the commonality as if we've known each other for years. I've made friendships with people that I never thought would be possible. Friendships with people that are big influencers, but not the traditional influencers. Joe Flynn and I have become great friends, and we've met just for the first time last weekend, and yet we've spent hours talking on the phone. And we've shared the same interests, the preservation of this nation. We're different people from a different walk of life. We may not have met otherwise, and yet we're good friends. Like it's, as he said in his own words, a brother from another mother. I've made great friendships with the 5D team. Obviously, the one we know the most is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And you begin to really appreciate the people in the different walks of life, where they are, and how we each can share and gain from one another. This is a time when we need that strength of friendship. And we need what each friendship brings to us to strengthen us. And we need to use those gifts and talents that we each have to lift each other up. I've made an amazing friendship with Brian and Jill Kahanek. Both amazing musicians. They're people that I would not have even probably crossed paths with in my normal walk of life. And yet, through this fight, we're seeking each other out in common interest and common mutual support. And it's really been an amazing journey. Most of all of this centers on our relationship and our gifts and talents and our desire to move the movement forward for the betterment of all, not just the betterment of ourselves. Equally, I've stripped people from my life. People that in the past I would have expected to do something or other, and we discover that maybe it's that they're self-driven, or maybe it's that they're not interested in the same values, or they discount the sorts of things that we're fighting for every single day. Those are the sorts of friendships that are hard to let go of. And those are the sort of friendships that we carry a lot with, because if they were friends, as we thought, and to discover that in this time, we're realizing that this is really part of this bifurcation of the world. We're dividing our world in two. And it's not an easy thing. We're seeing families divided over the same thing. And those are heavy pieces to carry in our heart. I think as we are with Christ in our heart, we hold out that idea that there can be healing, that we can bring that back together, and perhaps that will happen. But I equally think that it's important for us to be real and know that a lot of what's happening right now is that the world itself is realigning. That the decisions we're making, the people we share our time with, truly are part of a new life, a new world, a new way in which we're going to walk. And it is in no way an easy way to walk. We are in a time when so much is relying on our trust with one another, in a world that has literally no trust in its media, no trust in its leadership, no trust in so many aspects of our society, be it your local leadership or even your teachers in your schools. or our medical community. And so we're turning to one another that we listen to, we learn trust in their word, and we are building friendships in a very unique way, because many times we're building friendships that are true, but they're not based on the traditional mechanisms such as sitting together or seeing each other. And I think there's a lot of value in that, because we're listening more closely. And as we listen more closely, we're starting to hear the heart of the individual. One of the things that challenges us always is our perceptions of one another based on what we see, when in fact, what we see has very little to do with what's truly in one's heart. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things about the way these friendships are developing, is that God's given us a gift to be able to look past the physical, to see deep within the soul of the individual. And in so doing, be able to start to find the commonalities that are the commonalities that are there that we didn't know that were there before, because they were obscured by the material and the physical things that really make no difference in the end. Colossians 3:13, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so that you must also forgive. That's another part of friendship, is our ability to forgive and look past some of the things that perhaps would have stuck before. But now as we start to look deeper within the hearts of each other, we start to see the deeper value of who we are as God's children. This is not an easy world, and it's not an easy time by any means. And we're going to constantly be challenged with this sort of walk as we face off against people who are driven by hate, blinded by the propaganda and lies, and misguided on their concept even of what a relationship is. That's not said lightly. When we look at critical race theory, for example, the institutionalizing of racism under another name and the ability to truly believe that it's okay to judge one another by skin tone, and then to judge them further by what they supposedly did or didn't do in the past, things that were outside of their control and not even part of their current reality. This is the type of world that we're growing up in, or it's growing up around us, where they're trying to indoctrinate our children to believe the difference by what they see visually is how we judge one another. Our friendships are not based that way. And one of the great things about this movement is we've become, and we see it every night here on Bards FM on the live chat, we see very personalized friendships evolving based on what people are sharing with one another, the trust that they build, not based on the way we look, not based on the way we walk, not based on what we wear, not based on what car we drive. That's one of the greatest gifts God's given us. And it's something we have to keep in mind, because in all of this chaos at times, it seems like the world is falling apart. And I don't think it really is. I just think the world's rebuilding. And it's rebuilding in a rather epic way, because it's rebuilding in God's will. It's rebuilding with God's laws. And it's rebuilding in a way that when we reconstruct it by our free will and the way that we walk with God, it will truly be a world that we can live in and feel that love within our hearts. It's hard work. It's a hard climb. But as with the wide gate versus the narrow gate, the wide gate has always been that easy path and that path to destruction. The narrow gate is the hard path, and few will find it, but it is the path to life. And the few that do walk that path, that constant pursuit of that walk with Christ, feel that reward and are able to build the bonds and the relationships with those that are truly meaningful and well past the disruptions and the trivialities that so much around us exists. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. And that there is the key, I think, to everything that we're trying to do. We have to continue to build up each other, to support one another, to use our gifts and talents to enhance one another, to be there for one another when the times seem like they're falling apart. We have to use that relationship with God, that we can share that with one another. When we have friendships that are based on polar opposites and beliefs, they aren't deep. We can say they are, but we're really fooling ourselves, because while we're not trying to be elitist in any way, it's difficult to share the depths of your heart with somebody, for example, that has no respect or love for Christ. And that's a part of this challenge as we walk, that we have an opportunity to share that love, but if someone's going to reject it, they're walking into a different type of world that we're not part of. And that's truly where we are in this time, because we're not in this world. We're not even of this world. And that's part of what gives us so much strength. Being in this world is an interesting thing to witness, and we're witnessing it all around us. We're seeing the emphasis of those in this world on the things that I would argue that we don't find very important. This idea of woke, or this idea of hatred, or this idea of judgment or vengeance. These are prevalent emotions within this culture that is within this world. This idea of self-consumption and self-focus and self-living. Again, very high valued issues within this culture that we are living around, but within those that live in this world, they become the critical aspects of how to exist in this world. And so what we continue to experience is an increasing level of separation from a world that we once knew, that is no longer our world. This world that we grew up in, this world that we recognized, we thought we recognized as our own, we've been increasingly moving farther beyond. And so as we do that and we step away from it, because it's rejecting us as much as we're rejecting it, we find ourselves at odds with its rules, with its perspectives, with its beliefs. So when we see this country and we say, well, we're losing our nation, the nation is also losing us. And it's by choice, and we have to go this way. We have to make those hard choices to step away, or we're not going to have the relationship with God and the purity in our heart. And so as heavy as it may seem at times to have to make those decisions, what God's offered us right before us is this new amazing bridge all around us. All we have to do is open up to a new people, to new relationships, new friendships, and new opportunities. Someone said to me once that we're born in our family, we choose our friends. And I think there's a lot to that, and I think this is a time that we have to reflect on that. That as we are facing the crises in our own families, and I would suggest that most everybody has one, all related either to politics or this injection, we're having to make decisions on what we truly consider to be our family and what we consider to be our friends. And at this point in time, the friendship and the families often overlap, and they should. These are gifts, God's blessings to us to embrace and to understand that we're not alone, that we're walking together, and that we are truly one with Him. The true family that we're part of is that relationship through God and through Jesus Christ to the Father. That's our true relationship. And I think the greatest aspect of letting go of the trivialities of friendship and letting go of those challenging friendships is to literally give it a closure, to set it aside and work and honor it as it was, but to step into this new world where this value is so much deeper, because we're rediscovering how much we are truly a part of Him. We have always been part of Him, but because of this world of division, this world of deception, this world of twisting and turning, we've been deceived to believe that there is a greater difference between us than there really is. And as we step into this world and we walk closer to God, we're rediscovering the strength of that deep, deep love and respect for one another. Friendships are not easy things to build, and I think all of us can agree with that. They're demanding in time, they're demanding in focus, and yet when we feed into them, when we give them the attention that's due, especially in this time, they will blossom in ways we can't even imagine. And what's amazing about this time as well is how much the commonality of what we're all trying to seek builds a greater respect for the missions that each of us are on, what we're each trying to accomplish. It opens up opportunities for us to work together in unique ways. It opens up opportunities for us to expand our creatives, to reach to new heights, to be able to turn to somebody at times when you need to speak to somebody, maybe somebody you never would have thought of before, but now who you consider a friend, you know that you have someone there that can listen. And again, it goes back to how so many of these friendships are building. This is a time when so many of these friendships are being built through the digital space, and yet they're real. This isn't the trivialities and shallowness of social media. These are deep friendships where people are exchanging and sharing ideas and thoughts, where there's true validation that it's a real person and not an AI or a bot. And in all of this, we're finding new ways to trust, new ways to filter, new ways to vet. And the truth of it, we're finding new ways to love. God is amazing in the way he works, obviously. And one of the most amazing things is how he brings us together. The way we come together is itself a story and a journey in one. And it's always unexpected what he does. We don't look for the things that maybe we would have before. Maybe before we try to seek a friendship in a sports game, or we might seek a friendship in a bar. We might seek a friendship just with a coworker at work. But all of those things have been denied us in so many ways now, from the mask to the injection to the simple rules of these places of business. We even would find friendships easy to build, perhaps in church. Even that has become corrupted. So in this time when so much is challenged, the most amazing thing to witness is how God has found new ways to open up for us that we can see, to build friendships, and arguably many of which are deeper and more real than what we've ever had. They are friendships that are truly deep within the soul, where we find a connection that doesn't need the years of vetting or have to rely on some sort of delicate approach. We can jump in sometimes and just feel like we've known each other for years. That's God. And that's what God intends in this time, is that as his remnant comes together, he knows that we're here for a great reason. We know that he knows that he can trust us. And as he puts his trust upon us, we learn about trust again with one another. And therein is probably the greatest gift of all, is that in the midst of this deception and the lies and the lack of trust of almost every institution, most of our leadership, the hospitals, the doctors, the teachers, the music industry, the news industry, in all of that time of being suspect to everything they say and do, I would argue that we have learned a deeper meaning and trust than any other time in history. Because we found that trust within each other that only God could give us and only God could guide us to. And when we find that trust, we truly find the completeness within our soul. This is a time to really lean into friendships. This is a time to pay attention to those that you may have known that no longer you seem to be syncing with. This is a time when the world is changing. And there's a time when we have to make hard choices of which way we're going to walk. Many years have been spent in our lives where we've wandered that middle path. We've stayed in the middle trying to get a little bit of that and a little bit of this. We've stayed in that center place trying to appease certain things because we thought this was a friendship, but we give in a lot here and we give in a lot there. But our world has changed to a way now that there's really no center lines anymore. We're living in this world of either or, one or the other. And those paths have defined us deeply. We begin to see truly what's in a person's heart. We see what they value things. They see what they truly believe in their relationship with one another. And as we give away one, many doors will open. For as we knock, the doors will open, and those doors we can enter because God opens them. So in all of this time, it's time to really celebrate and be prayerful and worshiping God in great thanks for how he has allowed us to build deeper and more personal friendships perhaps than ever before. And this is a time when everybody you meet that truly means something to you, whether you're online or in person, will have a value the rest of your life. And that in itself is a gift that has no way truly of appreciating except for time. And God is all about time, His time. This is God's gift to us, a gift for us to see that even in the midst of the worst and darkest moments, we can find friendships and we can find trust. And when we do that, we begin a closer walk with Him and a more profound walk in our faith. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this time. And we thank You for this place in which we are able to constantly return to build friendships and trust with one another. We live in a time, Lord, that unique relationships are being built. And even more profound in this, Lord, is the idea that as we build these unique relationships, many of which are built online, when we get together, we realize that it's not just an online friendship, but it's in them friendships deep in the heart that we share common things and truly have an appreciation and respect for one another. You're showing us, Lord, the deeper meaning of love. You're showing us, Lord, the deeper meanings of trust. And You're giving us that ability, Lord, to discern clearly as we move into this very complicated space where we constantly are overcoming the obstacles of deception and fear and anxiety and straight out lies. And through all of this time, You're showing us, Lord, again and again, that friendships still exist, even more powerfully than we ever thought, more true than we ever imagined, and more rewarding than we have yet to learn. So, Lord, we thank You. We ask You for Your continued guidance to protect us, to guide us together as we build this strength and this foundation in our nation, as we build this remnant to lead the world to a new place. We say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Friendships are something to truly cherish, and they're something to truly appreciate. So give them that. Give them prayer. Give them thanks. Respect them as the gift that God intends. They're not to be taken lightly. And what God's offering right now is truly life-changing. So give thanks every chance you get to the Lord for, in the midst of what would seem like the worst time, giving us the gift of a lifetime that is beyond measure, in many ways beyond words, and truly a reminder of His greatness, His glory, and His winning always in the end. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into this fight. Patriots, this is a profound time, and prayers guide us and lead our hearts. And through those prayers and guidance, we connect with one another that many of which we would never have imagined doing. And yet it's here. It's now. All we have to do is reach. And each time we do, we discover something greater about ourselves and something greater about people we would have never imagined walking with. And yet here we are. God is with us. God will guide us. He'll never forsake us. And this is just another piece of God showing us that in the end, He always wins. Have a blessed night. See you tomorrow morning for Fishers of Men. Or see you tomorrow morning for Peace Be Still, 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, good night, thank you, and out for now.
Oh, I wanna feel something, I just wanna breathe again, dive into the deepest end. Oh, I wanna feel something. Let me get back in my body. Oh, I wanna open my hands. I know.
echo. Raise a voice, hear it echo.
Raise a voice, hear it echo.